The enemy knows if he can shut you down in your prayer life and shut down your words, he can shut down what God wants to do in your life. Listen to this one, Proverbs 11:11. Proverbs 11:11. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. Did you see that? Words of the wicked people who are speaking their will, or rather the will of the enemy, who are speaking death to a city. Shoot, I've heard in other countries, witch doctors will actually pray and call in drug dealers and gang members and such. I have heard from pastors, I mean, I'm talking pastors that I know here. They know, they got these demonically inspired people with names of pastors, and they pray for pastors to fall. The devil knows the power that human beings have in their words. But did you notice our authority? By the blessing of the upright, a city is exalted. When we begin to pray, we cancel those words of the enemy in our own life, in our city. See, there are things that will never happen in your life until you pray. I can pray for you. I can pray blessing, and we see breakthrough because I have authority to do that. And because I'm a son of God, but also because I'm a pastor and I pray that blessing. But there are things that will never happen in your life. Breakthrough that will never happen. You can read the Bible, go to church, do all that. But there's breakthrough that will never happen until you open your mouth and you go after it in prayer. You cry out to God. You use your mouth and pray. And you bind, you shut down those words of the enemy. Those thoughts are coming at you, words of anxiety or fear. And you begin to open your mouth and pray against those things. And pray for God's peace. If it's shame, let's say you did mess up. The Bible says this in Hebrews 10:16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. Everybody say boldly. 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 Come boldly to the throne of grace that we might find help, mercy, and grace in time of need. What does the Lord want you to do? He wants you to come to Him. If there's some sin that you've had, the Bible says in 1 John 1:9, confess that sin, and God is faithful and just to forgive you of that sin and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. Come to Him. Come to Him. Don't run away from Him. Don't hide out. Don't allow shame to steal your voice in prayer. If you've messed up, then start with confession. And start by saying, Lord, I messed up. I sinned. I'm sorry. Come right there. Lord, I'm really struggling with fear and anxiety. I've got these thoughts in my head. And then begin to ask God to deliver you. Begin to speak the word of God over your own life. This is what the Lord wants us to do. See, if we'll begin to pray and open our mouth and talk like Jesus talked, like he said to the demon, hey, be quiet. Yeah. Come out of him. We'll begin to talk like that. We'll see the power of God in these things. It's the same thing in our city. It's the same thing in our city. Other people have been speaking words. We need to speak words. We need to speak blessing over this city. We need to prophesy what God is doing in this city. We need to pray and ask God to change this city. Our words can cancel out the other words. People make bad choices. People speak words of death in this city. It's caused some problems. It's caused problems all over the world. But this is our city. We take it back. And it starts with prayer. Amen? Somebody say amen to that. I had a man in my church who's struggling with depression, suicidal attempts, didn't think he was saved, very discouraged. And I came alongside of him to encourage him, to build up his faith, to kind of help him rescue his own life as well as rescue his kids and his marriage and all that. And man, at first, you know, I'd pray for him, preach to him for, I mean, a couple years. And he sometimes he'd come in my office, I'm so sorry, Pastor, I've wasted your time. And I say, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. If you don't give up, I'm not giving up. I just keep encouraging him, preaching to him, praying for him, and there would be some breakthrough a little bit. He'd come to our discipleship classes, the words coming into his heart. So a little bit, he'd start realizing, okay, God loves me, I'm forgiven, I'm not going to hell. You know, he'd start building up his faith. But I remember one time I'm talking to him, and he's doing a little better, but I was talking to him, and I sensed from the Lord this wisdom, but I also just knew this is just truth. And I said, brother, you're going to have to pray. Amen. I can pray for you, I can preach to you, and I'm going to keep doing it. But I said, listen, you're not going to get the breakthrough. You're not going to experience the joy of the Lord. You're not going to be confident until you pray. I said, I can only do so much for you. And I can do a lot, but I can't do that for him. Oh, it was so cool. He kept doing, going to Bible studies, kept building his faith. But at night, he'd get out there in his backyard and begin to cry out to God. He began to pray the word of God. And that's when he started experiencing breakthrough. He started encountering God's love. He started realizing, oh, God would just come and meet him and speak to him and kind of break off the cobwebs and the wrong ways of thinking. And all of a sudden, this revelation that God loves me, and this confidence came inside of him. I mean, he's a new man. He's a new man. I love it because on Facebook, I see him with his Dodgers hat on, and he's at the Dodgers game. He's loving life, and he's going over here, and he's ministering to these people, and he's living, and he's serving because of that breakthrough. But what happened? He had to pray. He had to pray. Number two, pray God's will. So number one, open your mouth. Pray. Don't allow the enemy to silence you. But number two, pray God's will. Just like Jesus starts off in the Lord's Prayer here, he says, when you pray, say, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. When we pray, we need to pray God's will. We need to pray God's will. Notice this in 1 John chapter 5. It's a very good verse in terms of prayer. Chapter 5, verse 14. He says, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. I love that. Do you want to be confident in prayer? Do you want to be confident that God hears you? Pray his will. Ask God to do what he's already promised he would do. See, God has not promised to answer every prayer. He's not promised to answer selfish prayers. He's promised to answer the prayers that are in alignment with his will. And what's his will? To bless, to do good. He's made promises all over the Word of God that has told us, this is what I want to do. See, the promises of God in the Bible, they are for sure what God wants to do in our lives. They are the things that God has committed himself to do if we'll believe him and we'll ask him and get in alignment with him. See, so when we get into the Word of God and we read the Word, we'll find out what God's will is. When we see his promises, we see what God wants to do. And so one of the things that I do in my prayer life is I take the promises of God and I pray those. I'll just take scriptures, make sure I read them in context. I take the promises of God and I'll begin to just say, Lord, I thank you. I'll begin with the promise of God. Thank you that your word says. And I'll begin to declare the promises of God back to God and thank him for what he's going to do. And then base my prayers on those. Base my prayers and say, Lord, you promised you would do this. I know you're able and I know you're willing. So Lord, I'm asking you to do this. See? But see, sometimes people like to pray selfish prayers, right? I remember in youth group, I was a youth pastor, and we sitting around in a circle, hey, how can we pray for you? How can we pray for the youth? And the young man said, pray that I get a girlfriend. And I said, no, I'm not going to pray for that. Well, come. God wants me to be happy. Oh, no, no. He wants you to be holy. I said, he's like 16-year-old. You don't need a girlfriend right now. I knew him, so I knew that he didn't need that. Oh, brother. Right? It reminds me of that kid that got in trouble from his mom. His mom sent him to his room, and he came out after a little while, and he said, Mom, it's okay now. I spent some time in my room. I thought about what I did, and I prayed to God. And his mom said, oh, good, because when we pray and we ask God to help us to be good, he'll help us. He'll help you. And the boy said, oh, I didn't pray that God would help me. I prayed that God would help you put up with me. We're like that, aren't we, as people? God, change him, right? We often pray selfish prayers, you know? Like the Bible says, God will give you the desires of your heart. And people will take that, oh, and they use that for all manner of wickedness, don't they? Oh, Lord, give me Susie. Oh, I'm just so connected. I love her. She loves me, man. We just have a connection, Lord. And I pray that we can be married. And the Lord said, you already married. You already got a wife. You don't need another one. So we need to pray God's will. You know, I see here Christians, Lord, give me, I want to win the lottery. The Bible says, be faithful in the little, and God will make you faithful in much. God's not going to just drop a bunch of money. I mean, maybe it could, maybe. But he's not going to just drop a bunch of money on you and destroy you. Right? See, we set our hearts on things that he didn't promise in his word. He didn't promise these things, and we want to tell God what to do. We want to tell God how to do things, don't we? We want to tell, hey, well, how I think you should do it in my life, right? Is I think I should go get a scratcher, and bam, we're good to go, God. All my problems solved. And he's thinking, that ain't your problem. See, we need to get into alignment with the Lord and pray the things that he's telling us to pray. Amen? Amen? Amen. Amen. Sometimes we get a little quiet in here. See, but if you'll ask the Lord to do what he's promised to do, it's like a good father. He's already said, this is what I want to do. And it's like us as kids coming to a good father and saying, Father, thank you. Could you help me with this? And the father said, that's exactly what I want to help you with. But why the father is going to, father's not going to help a kid do something that's going to be destructive in their life, right? Father's not going to encourage foolishness or laziness or something like that. No, we need to get into alignment with the Lord. Listen, I've seen it over and over again in my life. If I've asked the Lord for breakthrough, if I've asked the Lord for breakthrough, like in my marriage. I mean, the only reason why Michelle and I are married, thriving, is because there's times where, man, we need a breakthrough. See, and this is the way I think. Well, the Lord wants me to be blessed. I don't mean selfishly. Like nowadays, you got people, God just wants me to be happy. So they just think, I'll leave that wife, go get another one. No, that's not the will of the Lord. Right. I said, well, clearly, I'm in covenant with my wife. The Lord gave me my wife. That's the Lord's will. And the Lord wants us to be blessed. Surely the Lord doesn't want us to be struggling. So there is one conclusion. He's going to give us breakthrough. Amen. And so I'd go after God more than once in our marriage. We've been married almost 15 years. More than once in my marriage, God, we need a breakthrough. Yeah. And you know where the breakthrough had to start? With her. Just messing. I'm messing. No, you know both of us needed to change things. But you know it was me, right? You guys are all like, yeah, we know. And I'm crying out to God. And so what am I praying? God, change me. Change us. Change our marriage. God, give me wisdom. See, and let me tell you, answered every single time. Not just in my marriage, in every other area of my life. Why? Because I'm praying the will of God. Like it says here in Psalm 75, promotion does not come from the east or the west, the north or the south. It says, but God is the judge. You say, you come into your work, you're coming to your job, or maybe you don't have a job, you've been to school, and you're looking for a job, and you're saying, Lord, I'm not looking to man. I'm not looking to the north, the east, the south, the west. I'm looking to you, God. Open up those doors. Give me favor, Lord. So you begin to take the promises of God and say, Lord, promotion doesn't come from them. Promotion comes from you. And God says, you're right. And you say, God, you're the judge, so I'm asking you for promotion. Give me a raise. Lift me up. And you bring that before the Lord, says, I'm going to do it for you. So you begin to pray the promises of God, like it says in Proverbs, Psalm 103, forgive that God forgives all our iniquity and heals all our diseases. God promises healing of all our diseases, forgiveness of all our sins. You bring that before the Lord, right? Oh, thank you, Lord. You forgive all my sins. You heal all my diseases. And you bring that before the Lord. You say, God, I'm struggling with this. I mean, thank you for doctors, but they don't know what to do. So I'm asking you for healing. I remember one time a lady came to me. She said, oh, I got this something going on weird, funky with my body. Doctors don't know what it is. I'm going to go get some tests. I said, that's great. Go get those tests. That's good. I'm all about that. I said, but before you leave church, go get prayed for by the prayer teams. Just do that, please. Go get prayed for by the prayer teams. Let them pray for you. Like the Bible says, if anyone is sick, let them call the elders. Right? And then the prayer of faith will heal them. It says in James 5. And she was healed. She was healed. Because she went and asked the Lord and had people pray for her. Or how about, like we've said, the promise over tithers, that God would open the windows of heaven. These are the promises of God. And you stand before the Lord, maybe you're even in a tough time, you say, Lord, I'm a tither. And you promised to do this for me. So I'm looking to you to provide, the Bible says, to provide all our needs according to his riches and glory. Or in James chapter 1, verse 5, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives liberally and without reproach. You say, God, I don't know what to do. I need your wisdom. And the Lord's saying, no, I'm going to speak to you. I'm going to give you that breakthrough. Like it says in another place where God says, call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you do not know. God's saying, just open up your mouth. Ask me, and I'll do it. I'll show you what you need to do. I'll direct your steps. I'll pour out that blessing. I'll bring that healing. But you've got to ask me. You've got to ask me. See, this. Notice what it says here. Let me highlight this. In this, now this is the confidence. Now this is the confidence that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. See, and if you know God hears us, you know he'll answer it. But notice, you've got to pray according to his will. But notice what it says. And this is our confidence. Is it God's will for you to be promoted? It says it right there. Is it God's will for you to be healed? It says it right there in the word. Is it God's will that you be above only and not beneath, the head and not the tail? Is it God's will that you be blessed coming in and blessed going out? That's what it says in the word. That you'd prosper in all things and be in health. That's what it says in the word. Do you get what I'm saying? So when you're coming to the Lord and you're asking him for his help, for wisdom, for the blessing of God in your life, are you being selfish? Are you praying things that are outside of his will? No. He's already told you he wants to do it. And we've got to ask him for it. See, so sometimes I found that people, they won't ask because, well, I don't know, does God really want to do it? Well, if you don't know if he wants to do it, go after God in the word and find out what he wants to do. But once you know what God said in his word that he would do, now you can pray with confidence. So we need to open our mouth and pray. We need to pray God's will. And let me end with this. We need to pray with expectation. Pray with expectation. When you pray, expect, especially if you're praying in the will of God, right? Believe God that he's actually going to do what it is that you're asking. That he's actually going to come through for your life. Just like Jesus taught right here in Matthew 21, 22. Remember what Jesus said. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. Believing, you will receive. See, Jesus didn't just teach, pray. Just pray rote prayers. Just pray vain repetition. Just say words. He was taught us, no, pray God's will be done on earth. And he taught us to pray in faith. This is the big one. Because if you come to God and you don't believe that he's actually going to do what he said he would do, and you don't pray in faith, you don't stick with it. People who don't believe that God's going to come through, they'll pray like for a day or a week, then they give up. And they think a delay is a denial. But it's not. So people who don't believe that it's God's will, they'll start grumbling or complaining or they'll look to other things. They won't wait on the Lord. They won't seek the Lord. Notice this in James chapter 1, verse 6. We're told this, but let him ask in faith with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. We're being told, no, when you ask, ask in faith. Believe that God will come through. He's saying, if you're double-minded, what's double-minded? Well, he might do it, but I'm not really sure. Well, but, you know, if it's God's will. And we qualify. We add all these qualifiers onto our prayers. Instead of just saying, Father, I thank you that your word said that, and I'm asking that you would do it. I'm going to stick with it here. Double-minded, maybe he'll do it, maybe he won't. You're kind of praying, you're kind of not. You're half on, you're half off. The Bible right there is telling us, don't expect to get anything from the Lord. I know it seems kind of harsh, but hey, I'm all about all the promises of God. He said right there, if you're double-minded, don't expect to receive. We've got to be people that fill our hearts with the word of God and causes us to expect God to actually come through, that when we pray, something will happen. He will come through because he's good and because he has promised to respond to faith. He never promised to answer everybody's prayers. He promised to answer prayers of faith. Prayers of faith. God is a good God. If God wanted to just heal all the sickness and end all the injustice, if that's how things work, well, then it'd all be done. We'd have to be a perfect world. And one day he's coming back and going to make everything perfect. But right now, why do those things happen? Why is all that injustice and that wickedness happen? It's because human beings are in rebellion against God. It's because they're speaking words of death. It's only people who open their mouth and pray God's will and do God's will on earth with faith that brings the kingdom into this world. The people who pray, those are the people who see results. See? We're the light in darkness if we'll press into it. So we need to pray, but expecting the Lord to answer like this in Matthew 7:7. Notice he says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Do you notice there's no room for doubt there? It's 100%, it's absolute. If you ask, you will receive. If you ask, you will receive. Jesus wasn't like, you might receive. Well, if I'm a good... He doesn't put any qualifiers on it. He just says, if you'll ask. See? And we know there's a couple of qualifiers, like I said. We're praying in the will of God. We're asking in faith. But Jesus is trying to tell us, listen, no, I'll do it for you. I'll do it for you. I'll do it in your life. But you've got to ask. Do you remember that one... Remember that story that Jesus told? He told a story about prayer. And he's talking about a widow who didn't have anyone to protect her or take care of her, and she was being harassed by some neighbors. There was some injustice going on in her life. And she went to this judge, and this judge, he didn't believe in God, he didn't care about people, he didn't fear accountability before God or any person. He's a judge, he's on the top, I don't care. And Jesus is telling this story, and he says, this widow comes to this judge and says, give me justice. Protect me from this person. I need justice. And this unjust judge, Jesus says, he doesn't care. But she just kept coming back. Give me justice. Probably, you know, when he woke up in the morning, get his coffee, she's right there at the window. Give me justice. You know what I'm saying? He's like getting out of his car to go to work, and she's like, hey, I need justice. And he's like, and this is what Jesus said about the unjust judge. The unjust judge says, man, she's gonna wear me out. I better just do what she wants. And Jesus says, listen, if the unjust judge would do that, he doesn't even care about anybody. How much more God? Because God's not the unjust judge. God is a good father, a loving father, and a just and righteous judge. But what was Jesus saying? You've got to bug him. You've got to ask. You've got to open your mouth. You know, you have Christians who say, well, if God knows everything, and, you know, why do we even need to ask? And see, people who say that, they don't understand that we've been created in the image of God, that we have a relationship with God, and that he told us, ask. People say that, well, how come we have to ask if he knows? Because he said to. It's how it works. Yes. And we need to ask. But see, just because there's a delay, just because we don't see the breakthrough, there's a lot of reasons why sometimes. There's spiritual battles going on. There's people that need to be changed, starting with us. Yeah. There's things that have to happen sometimes. Maturity and growth that has to happen. A delay is not a denial. Sometimes there's just some spiritual breakthroughs that have to happen. There's sometimes the things that need to shift in the natural realm. And Jesus is saying, no, you got to stick with it. You got to be persistent. And if that unjust judge would answer the prayer of that widow and he doesn't care about anybody, how much more would your God if you will pray and you will ask him and you will cry out to him and not let up and pray with an expectation that he'll come through and pray his will. How much more would he come through for you? Somebody say amen to that. Amen. Listen, there's things that I've been praying for this church. It's going to happen. I'm telling you. Because I know what the Lord showed me. I know what he has promised. I know what he's going to do. One day you're going to see the rock in the south and the north and the east and the west. You're going to see campuses all over. You're going to see this city full of people discipled in the Word of God, full of the Spirit, speaking life, being a blessing to neighborhoods. And God's doing this in other churches too, praise the Lord. Amen. But I'm telling you, what God has shown me, he will do. So, and he's moving right now. But do you see what I'm saying? I don't walk by what I see. I don't think, oh, it hasn't happened yet. Oh, it's not easy, so it must not be God. That's another one people do. Well, it's hard, so maybe it's not God's will. Oh, when did he ever say that it was going to be easy? When did he ever promise that, boop, like a microwave, you're going to have the answer to your prayer? I've never seen that promise. But I have seen the promise, if you ask, you will receive. I have seen those promises. And so I know the Lord's going to do it. But what do we need to do? We need to pray. Ask and you shall receive. See, I know what the Lord wants to do, but he's looking for a people that would pray and believe him and stick with him and do his work so that he can get his will done in St. Louis. Amen. So I don't know about you, but that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to stick with it, and I'm going to pray because, not for me. I mean, I'm praying for you, but it's for all these people that need the Lord. Amen. All these people that need discipleship. All these people that need healing and deliverance and salvation and the blessing of God. That's why. That's why I'm going to stick with it, and I believe you're going to stick with it too. So let's become a people of prayer.